Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to the show. This is Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm your host, Jeff Trenopol. And as always, I'm bringing you sports from a West Side point of view right here in the great city of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the Cincinnati Bengals. Used to be the home of Carlos Dunlap, but not anymore. All right, this show and every show is brought to you by T-Properties. T-Properties, quality housing for quality people. Check out their website at www.tpropertiesllc.com for all your rental property management needs and your rental needs. All right, guys, if you found the show, do me a favor, smash that thumbs up. Give me a like and subscribe. I am up to 685 subscribers. We are doing awesome. Let's keep it rolling. Okay, so let's start off early today. Ian Rappaport tweeted out. Actually, I got to give credit to Bengal Jim, because he found it before I did, that Carlos Dunlap was told to stay home rather than come to work. The team was going to sort out his future. Now, a couple hours later, it turns out that Carlos Dunlap has been traded to the Seattle Seahawks in exchange for fifth-year offensive lineman B.J. Finley and a seventh-round pick, and they took Carlos's contract from the Bengals. So, it's such a big story. My boy Jeremy Dean wanted to jump on and give his little 2 cents about this. What's going on, Jeremy? How you doing, brother?
Doing good, man. Doing good. It's an odd day to be a Bengal fan, I guess you could say. It's another one of those things. We've talked about it for how many weeks now, and now it's finally happened. Dunlap is no longer a Bengal after 10 and a half, 11 years, and we're moving forward without him. Like you said, we lost his contract, which should help us in the long run as well. We added a seventh round draft pick, but we did get something out of him. Mm-hmm.
We got an offensive lineman, which everybody, you know, how many times we've been on the show and everybody's like, well, trade Ross for an offensive lineman, trade AJ for an offensive lineman. Well, I think the Bengals did really good in this trade. Carlos Dunlap has been one of my favorite Bengals of all time. I mean, he's going to stay one sack away from the Bengals record record for the most sacks in a career. That's what I'm trying to say. That's held by Eddie Edwards. I would like to see him get it, but I mean, they got an offensive lineman, which we all want. Yes, he's a backup. He's been a career backup, but we're going to need offensive linemen. We might be down three of them this week. Who knows? You got a seventh round pick, and they took his contract. Dude, he's 31 years old. He hasn't done anything this year. He's got one sack. That's it. I know he's going to blame it on lack of playing time, but the first, three, four games of the year, he was out there every down, and he wasn't doing anything. So we'll find out. I'm curious to see what's going to happen when he goes to Seattle. I mean, I know he went on Carlos went on his Instagram, and he's like, I'm so excited. I'm getting out of here, and I'm nervous, and I get to play. He's like, I get to play, which is cool. Carlos, you had chances to play. It wasn't like you didn't play. It was only the last, 3 weeks? He was on third down. Like I said on Monday show, when you're playing, you have to make a play. So, I don't know. Anyway, we already got the chat blown up, and our boy Dennis is back. He's got a couple of them here. Let's check him out, see what he's got. What's going on, Dennis? Welcome back to the show. All right, I think the Bengals need to hit the Tennessee Titans right in the mouth. Do you remember that bully who picked on somebody? Even harder, like the balloon, he'll pop. He'll pop, just pop the Titans. Yeah, I agree with you. We gotta get pressure on the quarterback. That's the biggest thing. And the Bengals offense need to start super fast and try to go for the jugular. If they can, try to get that knockout blow, but be smart. And then he follows up with one more. All right. I hope the Bengals get great players from Carlos. Let's trade the Seahawks and draft picks. I just hope the Bengals don't have egg on their face. I don't think they're going to have egg on their face. Dude, look. Okay. How many times in the Marvin Lewis era do we have – I won't say guys talking bad about the organization, but doing dumb stuff. I mean, getting arrested, doing dumb things, and time after time after time after time, you know, you got him in your behind you there. Perfect. I love Perfect. He's a great player, but he would do so many stupid things. And Marvin Lewis would never bench him. He wouldn't. He would never bench him. I mean, this, and that's, people say it's about Zach Taylor, say at the beginning of the year, like, people need to be held accountable. Okay. Well, how many times has he yanked Billy Price from the game? How many times has he yanked Fred Johnson from the game because they're not playing? Carlos Dunlap was not producing, so he wasn't playing him. So, to me, this is more of Zach is starting to win me back. I'll put it to you that way. Just because he's putting his foot down and we're doing it this way, and if you're not producing, you're not going to play. I don't know. What do you think about it?
You know, for Carlos, I hope the grass is greener, buddy. But that isn't how the saying goes. The grass isn't always greener. I will be keeping an eye on the Seahawks to see how he does. And I'm interested to see, you know, this great new venture he's going into. But what we've talked about in the past, you know, Carlos 3-4 years ago, as a defensive end, as you start to mature, as you see some of these guys that have been in the league for 12, 15 years and still producing. I mean, look what Terrell Suggs did over in Baltimore. I mean, for right. years and years and years.
Yep.
Carlos has always been that run around the edge guy, try to get one arm on the quarterback, slap his arm down. It's worked for him when he was 24, 25, right. mm-hmm. 26. I don't understand why we never really used him much when it comes to stunts or swim moves or him trying to adjust his game more to rushing the quarterback rather than just zipping around the edge. And once you're 31 years old, it's just, it don't come that easy. And it showed last year mm-hmm. and this year, really. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. But I think I'm with you. I think Zach Taylor made the right choice. I'm tired of talking about Dunlap every week and what he's tweeting and yeah. he's selling his damn house. He's done it. You know what?
It's done.
I'll talk about it for you. This but we're moving on.
Yeah, last show we have to talk about it. All right, Dallas. Nah, Dennis. They got a no-name offensive lineman and a seventh-round pick, man. That's really disrespectful to Carlos. I mean, yeah, he is old, but he is doing that drama, but he's doing great things. He's done great things for Cincinnati. Like I said in the beginning of the show, I'm surprised they got that much for Carlos because, one, he hasn't produced. Two, he's got a pretty good contract. And three, he's getting older. So, I mean, to get an offensive lineman, even if he is a backup, to get a seventh-round pick and to get them to pay for his contract, because I think we just extended him like 2 years ago or something like that. So, Carlos, I mean, we're done with him. And we got an offensive lineman, you know, and a seven-round pick. To be honest, that's great. The biggest thing is getting that contract off the books. That's the biggest part of the whole thing to me.
We've actually talked about it with AJ Green,
mm-hmm.
Dunlap, Ross, in past shows. You know, we told everybody, we're going to be lucky to get anything for these guys.
Right.
We just got rid of $7.8 million a year, whatever. Something and then like that, he's got some incentives. Yeah, he's got some incentives in there too.
Right.
We got rid of that contract. We got a seventh round pick, which is I guess you could say that's a coin in the water fountain, but yeah, and we got a offensive lineman. I mean, I don't know if he's going to hang around. He may end up on a practice squad, but we did get something. So
yeah.
I do got to give a little love there because, you know, like we've said for 4 or 5 weeks now, I didn't think we were going to get zilch
right.
or Dunlap yeah. or Ross or Green, and we got rid of one of them today.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, too, we got another offensive lineman. We talked about him, I think, yesterday, Spain. He's trying to pass his COVID test. I think they're still waiting on the results
yep.
of that. So he might be practice squad. I don't know. But, I mean, the thing is people have been blowing us up all year. We got to get offensive linemen. The funny thing is they're getting them now, and actually our backups played halfway decent last week, which, again, I don't mean the offensive line is fixed. No matter what they do this year, they need to get better in the offensive line no matter what. All right, Dallas got another one here. All right, Dallas. I love Carlos. He's been great for the Bengals in history, but this year he has only went on social media and talked crap. He didn't do anything on the field, and he played and did nothing. It's funny. Yeah, I agree with you. It's, you know, it's time for him to move on. And then we got my boy Tony here. Darn it, Camper. Always love Carlos. He was a great player for us. I'll miss him. But like you said, he's getting older. And if you don't want to be here, we'd rather not have you here. Yeah, and that's the thing is, that's to me, that's the most important part. You don't want to be here. You're not buying in. Get out. And that's and Zach Taylor got asked that in his press conference today. And they wrote it down about, you know, they didn't really say canter in the locker room because he wasn't really going to answer anything about Carlos trade until like 4 o'clock, which they might be doing a press conference now as we're on. I have no idea. But basically he said this locker room, the culture in this locker room is good. And that's what's good about weeding guys like this out, because you can't have that. This could turn into a cancer. And the thing is, I think on his Twitter or Instagram, Carlos, whenever he put his house up for the market, you know, Joe Mixon was one of the first ones on there, said, "Hey, I'll get that crib." You know, so I mean, it wasn't like other guys were actually, nobody backed Carlos up, you know. So to me, all this talk, you know, last week and some of this week is Zach losing the locker room. I don't think he is.
You know, I don't think he's exactly lost the locker room. I think when you got four or five players that are upset and going public with it, it's a little scary. But like we said, John Ross, he's not allowed him to show up to the stadium after his little trade me rant. Dunlap, same thing, going to Twitter. Now he's gone. Ross, you're probably not too far behind, buddy.
I mean, they probably have tried to trade Ross. The difference with trying to trade Ross and trying to trade Carlos actually has a really good record of being a great player. John Ross hasn't done anything. So, you know, the Seattle Seahawks are hoping that Carlos can get back to being the old Carl or the younger version of Carlos. John Ross has no record. There's nothing, you know, well, he used to do this. John Ross hasn't done anything. So that's why it's even harder to trade him. And then really the only guys that have said anything is Ross and Tate said something. Now Tate's playing and he's kind of hit or miss when he's, you know, getting the ball. Michael Thompson is actually getting more catches than he is. And to me, that's on Tate. I'm not sure how many times Tate has been on the field. I haven't paid that much attention to him, but Joe Burrow, who, by the way, is the FedEx player of the week this week. So good job, Bengals Nation. We got him the award. But Tate hadn't said anything, you know. So people like, people say, you know, people are coming out against it. I'm like, it's only those guys. Everybody else hadn't said a word.
Yeah, and even when AJ, you know, kind of spouted a little bit, the first guy to come to his defense was Joe Burrow. So yeah. If, you know, if your rookie stud is coming to your back, you're obviously doing something right. Mm-hmm. He didn't go out there and do nearly what Dunlap did. So right. I'm seeing this as pretty much our last trade other than maybe Ross. But I'll just tell y'all right now, Ross can run as fast as he wants to run, do what he wants to do. Jeff just got done explaining to you what Ross has done this year, and it's squat diddly. And that's what we're going to get for him. So if we get rid of Ross, it's getting rid of a contract, if anybody will even take it.
It's done at the end of this year anyway, so it doesn't really matter. So, all right, Mike Kyle. Unfortunately, Mike is he's under the weather today. I'll try to get him to come on with us. But hopefully, Mike will feel better. Hope you feel better and come back on the show with us Friday, Mike. See here. I've seen some people upset with Dunlap leaving, but like Jeff said, he didn't play the first four games. He did play the first four games as a starter. He hasn't proven anything. Then when Zach pulls the string, fans get upset. I'm glad he's gone. That's some of these Bengals fans drive me nuts. I'm like, they're upset that, you know, Zach's not doing anything. Well, when Zach does something, then they get upset that he did something. So I was like, what do you want? You can't be upset both ways. All right, Dallas here. Hold on a second. Let's get some questions here. They're starting to roll in. All right, Dallas. So did we sign some defensive guy as well, right? I'm not sure who they are or where they come from. That's that if that's happened well recently, I do you know of a defensive guy we signed, Jeremy? I don't know of one.
Other than Xavier Williams, who that's the only one I know of.
Yeah. Crown Apple Kid, he says anybody's better than Bobby Hart as far as the offensive lineman we're getting, which, you know what? The funny thing is, Bobby Hart that was his best game of the year. Again, we still need to replace him. We still need to replace him, but I was hard on Jim Turner of not getting these guys to develop. They develop, and Bobby Hart was going against Myles Garrett a lot too. So, you know, you got to give people credit when they do stuff. And people are like, now everybody's like, oh, you're a homer. I'm like, not a homer. Well, yeah, I am a homer, but that, again, it's facts. You know, that's what's happening. All right, let's see here. Titus, yeah, it was time to move on with Carlos. I'm not mad about it. The funny thing is, the people in Bengals Nation who are upset about it, and I know you've gotten in conversations with them on there, and I've gotten in conversations with them on there. We're like, hey, we're here every day. Well, I am every day. You're here hit or miss, but I'm here every day. Come talk to me. You know, let's talk. You know, it's more fun like this than to me anyway, than on a Facebook group. Well, I do love our Facebook group. So, all right, Jeremy, you take this one. Let me scroll down some of these other messages.
Our boy Mike Kyle here. Bengals fans, let's move on. Look into the future. Do what's right for the team. I'm happy he is gone. Future will be very bright for us. I didn't like Carlos's attitude anyway. Yeah, I agree with that. You know, I didn't like it from the very first time that he spoke out, just by him being a decade-long Bengal veteran. But it is what it is. He's gone now. He's not coming back. And God bless him in Seattle. But like I said in the beginning of the show, he's worked on one pass rush his whole life. And if he goes against just a decent tackle in the league, he's never going to get around the guy and strip sack fumble like we're used to seeing that he did for the first 5-6 years of his of his career here in Cincinnati. He just – there's nothing else there. There's no swim moves. That could be a coaching issue too. You know, we could have maybe added some different stunts and stuff for Carlos, but it was kind of the same routine, same pass rush. And when you turn 31, it's over. Yeah. My opinion.
Wait till you turn 45 like me. Hey, Tony's got a message for you there, Jeremy.
Get out of here, man. We'll talk soon, buddy. We'll talk soon, Tony.
He said, hey, Jeremy, go Irish. Got to mess with you, buddy. All right. Now, one thing I did, I listened to Zach Taylor's press conference today, and I also listened to Joe freaking Burrows. But one interesting thing that I got out of Zach's press conference the question was, Cincinnati is known as a place that doesn't want to win. Now, you can say this is just talk to downplay it or whatever, but I like what Zach said. He goes, from everything I've seen in this organization is that they want to win as many championships as possible. So he said, so I don't worry about this organization. He goes, I know what's true. So, and the narrative, that's one thing I've always brought, the narrative about this team or this organization is they don't want to win. They don't want to win. And the problem is we got that whole decade of the 90s where, you know, we didn't win. But then, horrible. Yeah. But then when Marvin got here, things changed. Yeah, we never won a playoff game, but we made it to lots of playoff games from, you know, not even sniffing the playoffs for how many years. So I do think that they do want to win. I do think that Zach is trying to change the culture because – I can't remember the guy's name, but I had somebody message me on my Sports of Strawberry's Facebook page, which you guys can message me there too if you want. But he was asking me what he's from. I think he's from Scotland. I think I said that. Anyway, he's from Scotland. I cannot remember his name, Skippy Red or something like that. Anyway, he asked my opinion of what kind of changes is Zach trying to produce, because so far, it doesn't look any different than what Marvin did. I said, that's a good question. It's kind of hard to answer, but it's a winning culture. And to me, it's a winning culture and it's being held to a higher standard. I think Marvin let too many things go. You know, I think these guys were really good players and they were really good players and he knew they were, and they went and did something dumb, they would, you know, they would keep him. Now, well, I preface that with, if Carlos Dunlap is out there a sack master and playing great, I don't think we trade him, you know. No. I think they try to work this out. So, you know, you got to take it with a grain of salt and see what happens when one, if hopefully, knock on wood, that never happens, one of our players now who's really good does something dumb. But the thing is, they are drafting guys, I think, with better, I won't say attitudes, but just, what's the word I'm looking for? Reputation, you know, how, like the guy, most of the guys they drafted and most guys they signed were captains either for their former team or they're captains on their college team. So to me, that's kind of the culture that he's trying to, you know, the winning culture and the winning, you know, guys who know how to lead don't need, you know, to follow. You need guys who know what to do. I guess, does that make sense what I'm saying, Jeremy?
Yeah, good locker room guys. You know, yeah. The guys that you want in there playing when times get tough, when times get hard. You know, I give Zach Taylor a hard time. Like I said, week 11, I'll probably be hollering for his firing. I don't know. We'll see. But Marvin Lewis was one of those coaches that kept players way too long as well. So when we start going back and talking about Marvin Lewis and how much better and the talent evaluator he was, let's not forget we kept Pac-Man around for quite a while. I love Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Love him. Perfect. Right here behind my shoulder.
But they're crazy. But they were straight crazy.
And we kept him around this much too long, enough to lose a playoff game. Anyway.
Yeah. I was like, this is Facebook user, which Facebook user, if I don't know who you are, but if you don't mind, go to my YouTube channel, Sports of Strawberry Ice, subscribe, and your name will pop up so I know who I'm talking about. But yes, leaders, guys that have high integrity. That's exactly the word I was trying to find. Yes. That's who they're trying to draft. And to me, that's the culture that Zach is trying to get in this locker room. And I think it's happening because, like I said, the guys who have complained were Marvin's guys. None of the guys he's brought in, none of the guys they drafted, you know, are complaining. It's the guys who have been here. All right, let's see here. I did that one. Okay. John Kroger's got a question. Did we get another pass rusher anywhere? Not that I know of. You're the second one to ask me that. I don't know of one that we got. I mean, we have them, but Hubbard's injured. And hopefully Lawson, hopefully he won't line up on offsides on third down. It cost us. You know, that would help. Because somebody mentioned that, I don't remember, one of my shows, because people comment on the YouTube show and on Facebook and after the show. And I'm like, I actually forgot about that. But yeah, that was not a very good play. All right, let's see here. Matthew, thanks for the good years. Carlos Dunlap. Dunlap. Not
done.
Done. Like he's Dunlap. Yep, I gotcha. Let's see here. Hey, Tony, I'll mess with you too. Go Buckeyes. Tony, it's on, brother. You got Buckeyes everywhere, brother. Oh, here we go. Damn you, Dallas. All right.
Glad everybody's taking this Dunlap news so seriously.
Right. We are moving on. Well, it's just that's kind of like we did the Reds show, you know, how we 22 innings. Oh, it's terrible. All right. Screw that. How about the Bengals? Well, got over that quick.
Cincinnati fans, move on quick, man.
Yeah, unfortunately we're kind of used to it. That sucks. All right, Tony, I think Zach wants to win as many as possible. Doesn't mean Browns want to. Mike and Katie are fine with it as long as they have money in their pockets. And Tony, I kind of tend to agree with you, disagree with you there, buddy, because now you'll say this has to do with money, which it kind of does, but they want a new stadium. So, yes, not a new stadium. They want to maintain the stadium that they have, which – if you've been there, they need to. So that's the thing, which, yes, that's money. But if you look to me, look, all right, if you put Joe freaking Burrow, instead of Andy Dalton on those five playoff teams we had, we're winning a playoff game. I'll tell you that right now. We are winning a playoff game. So to me, we had everything intact to win. We just didn't, because either the quarterback or the coach. And honestly, I put it on Marvin a lot, because Marvin never won a playoff game. Marvin never had us ready for primetime games. You know, it didn't matter if it was Carson, if it was Chad, if it was Andy, if it was AJ. It didn't matter. The one person that was always there was Marvin. And I think, and I don't know why it was like that, but that was back when I kind of compared him and Dusty Baker. They're both kind of like, well, you know, it's just another game. You know, just go out there and play, you know, do your job. No, no, no. This is the playoffs. No, no, this is Monday Night Football. Get up. You got to be ready to go. And I don't, that's just the thing, the mindset that I don't think Marvin ever brought to the Bengals, you know, in those times. Now, will Zach do it? I don't know. But I mean, we played Thursday night against the Browns, and, you know, that's been our only prime time. We got the Squealers at Monday night. And actually, did you see they moved up the Bengals Squealers game to 4 o'clock? So that's going to be another quote unquote prime time. It's going to be interesting to see. It's all things that I can't judge Zach yet, because we haven't had enough primetime game yet, or even playoffs yet. All right, Daz, I heard we got a pass rusher, but I could be wrong. Dude, if you can find it, tell me, because I have not heard that at all. Christopher, hey, what's up, buddy? You usually come on to the show late. I'm glad you jumped on a little early today. All right. I don't know if Zach has pull or Mike isn't acting GM anymore, but they've spent money in free agent. Excuse me. Free agency drafted decently. Not what is that? Superb? Super?
Superb. Yeah,
superb. Making trades by the deadline. What's really going on here? That's the thing. These are things that the Bengals in the past haven't done. Now, somebody else brought this up. I can't remember where I read it, but I mean, they tried to make a real, would have been a great trade a couple years ago at the deadline, tried to trade AJ McCarron to the Browns, and then the Browns screwed that up. So they have tried it before, but I mean, the thing is that's the thing. All the stuff that everybody's complaining about the Bengals, they don't sign free agents, they don't make moves, they don't hold guys accountable, they don't do that, they don't do this. They're doing every single one of those things this year. They're just not freaking winning, and they're in every damn game. And like, here, I got something. Here, let's see here. You read this one, because I got a good quote from Zach Taylor about that. Go ahead, I gotta find it.
Okay, good deal. Tony, the last playoff game wasn't on Dalton though, right? It was Perfect and Pac-Man. Still a sore subject. I want to cry every time I think about it. Yeah, I think we all do. I don't know if that was that the same game where Hill fumbled the ball?
Yes.
When we were running the clock out. So yes. That would
I blame be it on. I blame it on Hill, but then I also blame it on Burfict, because he'd be a dumbass and hit.
Afterwards. Yeah, afterwards. Yeah. But there should have been no clock left anyway. The game should have been over at that point. I believe Burfict was the one that had the big interception that was supposed to end the game. And then, you know, Joey Porter jumping out on the field. We got people pulling hair. Pac-Man's out there. Perfect swinging. Yeah. It was just a complete cluster, if you know what I mean.
This is what I liked about Joe this year. He said, somebody said that you're up there in some pretty high caliber with stats and stuff. He said, stats are stats. They don't mean anything. He said, we're 1-5-1. He said, you got to win games. He said, that's all that matters. He said, I don't care about the other stuff. So that was, I don't know if that's exactly what I was looking for, because I lost my train of thought of what I was talking about. But that was a good quote, I thought, for Joe. And that's the mindset that this team has to have too. And I think that's a Zach Taylor thing, you know, also is the rest of this doesn't matter. You got to go and you got to make plays, and we need to win games. We got to get a win, because I was down at Pies and Pints last night with my boy Bengal Jim, and Bengal Jim's got end zone tickets, and he could see the Burrows. His mom, dad, and his girlfriend / fiance were all there, and he said he could hear Joe's mom saying, "Keep your head up, Joe. It's okay." And he said Joe didn't want to hear any of it. He's tired of losing, and that's what you want. You want that competitor. You want that. There's no excuses. You know, we lost. All that matters is the next game and getting ready, and we need to win.
If you could take every game that we've had this year and just kind of mush them all together, ramble them up like in bingo, and shoot them all out. We'd be 5-2 right now. Eh? But Joe, it ain't from a lack of Joe Burrow trying or taking us down the field when it counts. It's coming down to one game. He threw a pick at the end of the game. Bullocks miss kicks when they matter. For some reason, he's deadly. He's deadly as hell.
Yeah, except for when it actually – the pressure's all like Mike Kyle, our buddies, said that a lot.
Exactly. And then, you know, you got Phillips running down the field with a receiver. His hands, you know, a little bit closer together, ball would have been knocked down. Just over and over and over. And it's got to be frustrating for Joe. I feel sorry for him. He's been a complete professional on every interview, you know, every conference I've seen. He's been a complete professional. But, it's got to be tough.
He even said this in his press conference today. They're like, well, you know, what are things that you need to tighten up? He goes, I need to stop turning the ball over. Flat. That's what he said. He goes, I need to stop turning the ball over. He put it on. That's the thing. Joe puts it on himself.
Yeah.
You know, that's what lots of great quarterbacks do. It all falls on them. All right, General. We got BJ Finley on a 7th round pick for. Yep. That's what I said. Everybody keeps saying we got a pass rusher for somewhere. I don't know. I don't know of one.
Now, you know, people may be thinking about Quentin Spain out of
he's
an offensive lineman. He's an offensive
lineman. That's the only guy I know that we and he's got, like I said, he's got passed his COVID test.
Still. And he could be a plug and play player too. I mean, he did start for the Bills. So we'll see where he stacks up next to our guys.
Right. All right, Christopher, you want to cry? What about Jeremy Hill's fumble? Yeah, we were talking about that.
That was it.
Let's see here. Tony. Yes, Hill fumble. That was on Marvin. Shouldn't even have tried to run the ball. Just drop for a placement for a kicker. Oh, what? You say we should have punted it? I don't know. The thing is, look, if Jeremy Hill, hang on to the ball. It's kind of like I've been saying the last two games. Bengal players, defense guys, offense guys, make plays at the end of the game. Jeremy Hill, hold on to the damn ball and we win. I mean, these are things that good teams do to win. You make plays. You don't make mistakes. I hate to say it, but the New England Patriots, when they were rolling, they don't make mistakes. That's, you know, anyway.
And that's what good teams do is when there's a minute left and the other team doesn't have a timeout, you run the clock out, you run the ball, you know, or there was a little bit more than a minute left if my memory serves me right, but you run the ball and run the clock out, you know. He should have known this is a playoff game. All I got to do is hold on to this ball and we win. Right. So, you know, he should have had his ball and his legs wrapped around that freaking football at that point. So
exactly.
You can blame it on Marvin, but I don't.
I don't blame that on him, no. all right, John Kroger. Will Dallas release Dalton after this year? I have no clue, but he's injured right now. I think I don't even know if he's playing this week. And yes, Dunlop to Seattle. Yes, thank you. I guess you're new to the show. Do me a favor. Go to the YouTube. Subscribe to Sports with Strawberry Ice. Your name will pop up. We've been on since 5:30, and that's what the majority of our conversation has been that, yes, Dunlop has been traded to Seattle. All right. Oh, this is a good one here for you. Let me get down to it. All right. There you go. There you go. Jerry, you read that one from Matthew.
Another hope poem, huh? All right. We haven't won the close ones. It's no time to be blue. Hanging on with Zach must be unsure about Lou. At least we have Burrow, Tyler Boyd, and T. Let's grow a big pair and beat Tennessee. Dude, if you keep coming up with these poems, man, you're going to take my job, dude. What's going on here?
Matthew, that was awesome.
Great that job, dude.
Awesome.
Love it.
Yep. All right. Okay, Tony's coming back with what he was clarifying what he's saying. No field goal already in range. Drop for placement for a field goal. They're in the end zone, Tony. When I think we're talking about two different plays. When Jeremy Hill fumbled the ball, they're in the end zone because Burfict intercepted. Trust me, I remember this. Burfict intercepted the ball in the end zone, or maybe he came out 2 yards. I don't remember, but Jeremy Hill was like on the 1 or 2 yard line when he freaking fumbled it. So, yeah. Okay, Dallas. There's a bright future for us here in Cincinnati, and I know people are saying we say that every year, yeah, but we for sure have a bright future with Joe freaking Burrow. That's what's different. That, I mean, all right, I'll tell you this. I'm a huge Bengals fan, all right, obviously. I am more into this team and more vested in this team than I was in the 5 years that they went. I mean, it's because of Joe Burrow. I mean, just watching him play, he's one of the stats he's on the verge of breaking or records is Andrew Luck's rookie passing record. He's on pace to blow it out of the water. That's with a crappy offensive line. That's with a defense playing good 1 week, playing bad next week, not making plays, all the stuff going on around him. He's just putting his head down and working and playing great. That's why there's so much hope in Cincinnati. It's Joe Burrow. And I really do. I think Mike Brown sees it. I mean, I know Zach Taylor sees it. I know Duke Tobin sees it. I mean, if we can see it, you know, they see it. So they're trying like crazy to do something to help them. The problem is you just don't have the players. We had so many guys leave at free agency. And the biggest problem I said with that, I've said this on past shows, is we missed on so many draft picks. But looks like Duke Tobin is getting back on a roll and he's starting to hit on them again. So future looks very, very, very bright. All right. I got Christopher. Oh, well, Christopher, you definitely are new. If you don't know, if I ever talk about, and we don't call him Colin, we call him Colin Cowhead, but this is Christopher's message. I don't know if you follow Colin Cowhead, but he states Baker's comeback wasn't impressive. That's the real story, was Taylor's play calling. Burrow and the offense basically dominated the two defense or second defense in the league. I agree with you. That's the thing. They were known like, okay, first interception was a tip pass. That's what the Browns were known for. And the Titans are known for doing that this next week. That's one of their big things is, you know, tipping the ball and intercepting. And the Browns did that a lot this year. After that, it never happened again. You know, I do follow Cowhead. The funny thing with Cowhead is, I've said this, you know, a million times, he's on the Joe freaking Burrow bandwagon now. He's never been on the Baker Mayfield bandwagon. For some reason, Baker Mayfield has the best games of his life against the Bengals. I don't know why, but, you know. But, yeah, I know who Cowhead is.
And it took him a while to get on the Burrow bandwagon, too. I mean, if we want to rewind and show him some of the tape that he said when the Bengals mm-hmm. took him,
yeah,
he looks like a complete moron now.
Yeah, he compared him to Tony Romo. He's not going to be that good. I mean, come on. Yeah. Like, are you serious? Like,
that's like comparing him to Andy Dalton. You know,
I'm like he's pretty damn good. Gillo, what up? Hey, 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 I'm here. What's going on, brother? Welcome to the show. All right, Gillo, to get you up to speed here, we're talking about the Carlos Dunlap trade and how we think the Bengals actually did pretty good on this trade. I mean, we got a 7th-round pick. We got an offensive lineman now. He's a career backup offensive lineman. But the best part of the trade that I think is they took all of Carlos's contract. So I'm restating that again for new people jumping on. That's where I think is the best part. We don't owe Carlos anything. We're done. We're done with Carlos Dunlap. So we got money moving forward in the offseason to add on to this team. Those are things. This trade could be as good as the Carson Palmer trade. I mean, we got a lot more for Carson Palmer, but I'm saying as far as we're done with Carlos, we don't have him anymore. That cancer is gone. We don't have to owe him any money, none of it. So, you know, that's where we're at, just to get everybody up to speed, because we had 29 people and now we're back up 27 people. All right. 27 people watching the show. Mike Kyle, my question to you guys, will Finley, no. Why would Finley
start? I hope not.
Yeah, God, I hope not. No. No. I mean, I know we want to protect Joe Burrow, but I don't know. I don't want Finley starting. No. Get low. Oh, Christmas comes early. Yep, Carla, ding dong, the witch is dead, I guess. And like I said, I love Carlos Dunlap. I'm not going to talk bad about Carlos. I love Carlos Dunlap. He's been a great Bengal. I was really hoping he was going to get or set, at least tie the franchise record for sacks. Now he's been in his career one away from it, one sack away from it, for at least tying it. Now, Eddie Edwards has the franchise record that's going to be there for another 20 years or more minutes. I think he had like 83 and a half sacks. I got it written down somewhere on here, but there's once you start talking and I start going through all these pages, it's hard to figure out where I wrote stuff down at. But I think it's 83 and a half sacks is what I think he had. That's a lot. Yeah. So hopefully, all I can say is hopefully Hubbard comes back and hopefully I want to say Lancaster. That's not his name. Who's the other pass rusher the Bengals have that he won't line up offside them? Third down, I just talked about him earlier in the show. What is this? I can't think of his name. I hate when I do this. Somebody will tell me.
Yeah, on the other end?
Yeah. Neither one of us could think of it.
What the?
Yeah, I know. Somebody will tell me. I know, but yeah. All right, Dallas. Mike is talking about
Finney.
Finney, yeah, a lot. The guy we just signed. Oh, that guy. Yes.
Offensive okay. lineman.
Oh, okay. Thank
still
you.
No, but still no. Hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not. I mean, Zach did say, let's see here, everything's pretty much the same as far as the injuries go. I think Jonah Williams is going to play. Everybody else, nobody played. Nobody practiced. I had a lot of guys out of practice today, but I would be surprised if Hopkins is back because of the concussion. Bobby Hart, we know, is done. So I think we're going to have Billy Price at center. I know Finney is a center, but it's happened before. But if you got a guy who's played center and Burrow's used to it, you're going to put that guy at center instead of just some guy off the street you just got, you know, as far as reps go. It's going to be too hard to get that cohesion. Cause I mean, even some of the snaps you saw, Price was, you know, Joe was doing this to catch him and, you know, he got him. He made the play, thankfully. Yep. So yeah. John Kirk, what about Hunt? Actually, Hunt played really good Sunday. He made some plays. I noticed him in the first half. I didn't notice him so much in the second half. Hopefully maybe he can be the guy to step up. Cause he never got to, he got to a certain level, and he never got past that, it seemed like, for some reason. Maybe he's a couple years older, and he can, you know, step up for us. That would be great. All right, Christopher. So in a hypothetical situation, if O-line Mikey were to pass or give control to Katie and the company, they could possibly sell or move the team. Would you all still root for them if they move or change their name? Hell no. If they move or change their name, I ain't rooting for them. No, and I honestly don't think – people think the Browns want to move the Bengals. I don't think they want to move them. I think they just want to – from that's why I wish Bengal Jim was on here because he's my source. He's the one that's told me and that the Bengals just want to be able to maintain the stadium, and they want to stay here. So – I don't think they're moving. At least I hope not, because it would if we lose the Bengals, we're not getting a team back. Get low. I am a Dunlap fan. Make no mistake. But Jeff, you said it best. He became a cancer, and Joe freaking Burrow does not deserve that right now. Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, Get Low, Carlos has been a leader in the community, on the team. You know. What the hell happened? Is it just because you got demoted to third down? Like, dude, that's life. That's football. Make a play, brother. You know, I'm like, I don't understand why. I don't understand what changed with Carlos, because he's always been a rah-rah Bengal guy. And, you know, I don't know. What do you think, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm pretty much with you there. I mean, he's always been kind of a Joe Mixon type. Jumping up on the stand, the bleachers, the bench, hyping the crowd.
Right.
it's got to be something to do personally with a coach on the inside. The only way I can think about it is Zach Taylor. There's something that didn't mesh with him too, and it brought the worst out in Dunlap after all these years of being, like you said, a cheerleader for the Bengals, and he's done stuff for Cincinnati and charities, and I don't understand it. And really, Burrow doesn't deserve Ross wanting a trade, and even the little things Green has said, and Gino, you really don't need any of that. But today was the big chunk of the problem.
Yeah,
is out of here.
Well, so. AJ also came back, and AJ Green did come out to the meeting and said he never said he wanted to be traded. So
right. I mean, just upset.
Somebody read his lips, which that doesn't mean you ever seen that NFL funny memes video where the guys are talking and they voice over silly things and it looks exactly like what they're saying, you know? So, I mean, that if you read lips, it doesn't mean that's what he said. And I kind of believe AJ. All right, Mike Kyle. I think if Finney is good, we would not have a bad line. We would have Hopkins, Finney, but we still could use a couple more good linemen to try to fix the defense. Then we would be set. Well, Finney, let's not get a twist here. Finney is a career backup. You know, he's never really been a starter. So I don't think the Bengals fans need to pump the brakes on that a little bit. You know, he's not the savior. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but as far as his career has went, he's been a backup. So if you're a backup and you've been in the league, 5 years, you're probably going to be a backup. So.
I would be a little more excited about Quentin Spain, a guy that started this year. And if we're going to plug and play anybody, you know, somebody that literally just played 2 weeks ago, whatever, and started with the Bills.
Right.
I got a little more hope for him than I do a seventh round pick and Finney.
Yeah. So, I guess what you're saying, Finney, put BJ in there. So I knew you're talking about him.
Yeah. BJ Finney.
Yeah. All right, what about Atkins? Will he be leaving at the end of the year? I think he's still under contract, too. I don't know. I mean, Zach actually came out in one of his press conferences and said that Gino is still a little hurt, so they're working him in. That's why he's not playing as much. So Gino's whatever he did to that shoulder, it's not the same. It's still working its way back. And the thing is, you got to remember, these guys are older. When you're older, it takes you a little bit longer to get going. And I've said it a million times on here. We did not have an offseason. We didn't have any preseason. We didn't have any OTAs. So, and then you start the season off injured. I mean, you're already behind the eight ball with all the stuff that we didn't do normally. And now you start off injured. So it could take Gino a little while to get going. So I'm not up for getting rid of Gino yet. Let's see how the year pans out. Like I said, I think he's still under contract. So. Which means NFL contract, they can cut him, but you still owe him something. So we'll have to wait and see with that one. All right, Christopher. I can tell you what we're going to get for Ross in the trade. Wait for it. A pack of Winston lights and 300 speedway points. Yeah, that's pretty true. Much. I agree. That's the thing. I was like, Carlos has a record of being a great player. Not a good player. Carlos Dunlap was a great player for the Cincinnati Bengals. So the Seahawks are taking a chance that he can be that great player still. Ross hasn't proven anything other than he can drop passes and run wrong routes and give up on plays. So I still would like to try him as a punt returner. I think that would be a good spot for Ross, but they haven't done it yet. All right, Cursor. Finney was once a damn, Pittsburgh. I kind of like that Pittsburgh squealer. I try not to cuss on here too much, and the S I try not to say it to Pittsburgh. I might use that one. Once a squealer, always a squealer. Yeah, well, I mean, really want to look at that way. Bobby Hart was a squealer too. We got him off the practice squad. So, but the funny thing is, Zach was asked about this on the press conference too. We talked about this, that Fred Johnson plays better at tackle than he does guard, and Zach has said he's gotten more reps. At tackle than guard, so he's more comfortable there. But here this year, he's played guard all year up until last week. So, I mean, I think he's going to be – there's a very good chance he's going to be our right tackle. Very good chance he's going to be our right right tackle this Sunday because Bobby Hart isn't playing. Hopefully Jonah will come back, but I haven't heard anything yet. So we might have him at left tackle or right tackle, and maybe Adeniji at the other tackle. I don't know.
Scares me.
We'll see. We will see. All right. Let's see here. All right. Dallas. LOL, Chris. You'll be lucky if they get that. Maybe just a bag of gummy worms from the dollar store. Yeah. And that, I mean, that's the thing, too. I mean, John Ross was our number one pick a couple years ago. When you miss on these number one picks, it sets you back. It just does. All right. Christopher's got a comeback. Well, what are you willing to bet Geno starts producing now that Dunlap? Maybe. I don't know. And they were boys. They're definitely boys. And maybe if you get that, you know, chirping out of your ear all the time, like, you know, what Zach Taylor doesn't know what he's doing, or, you know, whatever Carlos was saying, because you know he's chirping at Geno. You know it was. So maybe Geno could put all that aside, and maybe he can produce and have a good game for us this week, because we're going to need it, because Henry is no joke. That's a running tree trunk right there. You're going to have to – if you hit him, you got to wrap him up, because it's going to take a couple guys to get him down. I'm going to be very interested to see Logan Wilson and Davis Gaither. See how they react trying to tackle that big dude, because he's a big boy.
It would really shock me, though, to – I mean, it wouldn't shock me to see Geno play a good game, but it would shock me to see him play a good game just because Dunlap's gone. I say that I'm sure he's had chirping and that kind of thing, but these dudes have produced big numbers for years in Cincinnati together. So, you know, I'm guessing that they're a little closer, a little tighter than that to maybe have a little chirping from Dunlap being gone, and that's going to make Geno play harder or things work out better. Could be wrong, but I just hope Geno has a good game and plays well the rest of the year, period. No Dunlap or Dunlap, but now it's no Dunlap.
Yeah. The thing is that we got to find – well, hopefully maybe this is the game that one of our viewers mentioned, Hunt. Maybe he'll step up and he'll have a good game, because dude's got – he's big, he's fast, you know.
I think he's 8 foot tall. Put your hands in there. Pass right down, man.
Yeah, I mean, he could be a diamond in the rough. Who knows? I mean, because – he's made plays in the past, and he was there. Because I remember going, so what's your game? I'm like, who's number 70? Like, who is that guy? I'm like, oh, it's Hunt. Oh, yeah, I remember him. Yep. All right. Get low. Carl Lawson. That's who we were talking about before. I couldn't remember his name. I don't know why I do that.
You said Carl Lawson. That's what screwed me up.
Yeah, well, did I say that?
Yeah.
No. Oh.
And that's why I was going, well, who else could he be talking about? Because Carl Lawson went offsides. I thought maybe I misheard. I don't know.
Whatever.
Guys, anyway. We do this for you guys, all right? We're not doing this for – none of us are making any cash money here.
No. Anyway, all right, Carl Lawson. We'll have to prove it's Whitworth's – what? WQS worth the Dunlap move now. He'll have to step up is what you're saying, Gitlow, which Lawson has. I mean, what killed you? Lawson had a really good game against – Philadelphia. He had a great game against Philadelphia, and he hasn't been there. That's been, to me, the biggest problem with the defense. I've said this lots of times. We got to get pressure on the quarterback. So, I mean, I know Hubbard's out still. Lawson's got to get after him. Hunt's got to get after him. Mike Daniels, you know, Geno. We need to get these guys and get after the quarterback, put pressure on Ryan Tannehill, and, you know, that's going to make a big difference. I mean, the times that Tom Brady, which I know I talk about Tom Brady a lot, but they've won a lot. So, but the times Tom Brady has and the Patriots lost was when they got pressure on him. You get pressure on any quarterback, they're going to mess up. And that's where I think our defense has really lacked in the last two games against the Colts and the Clowns. We got no pressure on them. We got absolutely no pressure on them at all. And that's got to change this game today, or not today, Sunday. All right, here, Chris is okay. I've always said that Ross wasn't being used correctly. I think Ross could be a solid cornerback. Yeah. He has experience at that position. All he has to do is disrupt the play and not not intercept. Yeah, I mean, because he can't catch. Well, I don't know. See, he drives me nuts. He makes some great catches, then he misses some catches. I say it's time for Ross to move on. I mean, I've said if he gets Kansas City, I can see Andy Reid doing some stuff with him. And it's going to tick me off. Yeah. But Ross has got a lot of talent. He just hasn't produced it here for some reason. All right, Matthew. Looks like Tannehill has been actually carrying the Titans for most part. Henry has been held to right under 4 yards of carry. If we could stop the run, maybe we got a shot. You never know. I mean, our run defense, we stopped Hunt last week. He didn't run. What was it? Do you remember what his yardage was? I know we said it Monday, but
76, I think, is what he ended up with.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's not 100. But, I mean, I think they did pretty good as far as a run stop.
Yeah. And, you know, another thing, too, that I've noticed we started to kind of throw in on defense is blitzing some of the guys from the backfield, like Alexander McKenzie and yes, those guys. I love to see that.
Yes.
I don't know why we get away from it. I mean, he gets in there. He either disrupts the play or sacks the quarterback, and then next thing you know, we're back to 4-3 zone again. Mm-hmm. So I say come after the guy.
Yeah, that's what the Ratbirds and the Squealers do all the time. I love that defense. I want them, because the thing is, you don't always have to get it from the edge or up the middle. You can get it from anywhere. And the point of it is it's to confuse the quarterback so he doesn't know where it's coming from. And we, like you said, at times we've done it. We just haven't done it enough. And that's, to me, that's on Armadillo. You're one calling the defensive plays. You know, like I've said this before, if you find something that works, do it until they stop you. And sometimes I think the Bengals stop themselves. Like, oh, that worked, but, you know, we'll do it. We won't do it anymore. Like, no, keep going.
Yep.
All right. Gitlow. We came into the season where the D-line was not a problem. 7 games in, and they are the biggest issue right now. True, but that also has to do, and we'll say it again, injuries. We were supposed to have, and this is the most disappointing of the part of the season for me, as I haven't got to watch this. We're supposed to have Geno, DJ Reader, Mike Daniels, that rotation right up the middle. That is a huge loss, because if you can get a push up that middle, if you're rotating those three guys or play them side by side, you know, however you want to do it, that is a big loss big thing that I think Armadillo was counting on this year, and it hasn't been there, you know? So he's had to change some stuff up. But injuries are part of the game, unfortunately. Yep. And there's been a lot of injuries.
And hopefully we'll get some more updates by Friday anyway about WJ3 and, you know, the other guys that are on our linemen, that kind of thing. And Trey Waynes, I always bring him up, but my gosh, he's another top cornerback in the league that we're missing out on. So,
yep.
Exactly. We'll see.
All right, Dallas. If our defense can hold Henry and – did I read this already? No. Yeah, I read this already, didn't I? If our defense can hold Henry – wait, I'll read it again. I don't remember. If our defense can hold Henry and check, which is huge task because he's a huge running back, we have a huge chance. We need to have pressure on Tannehill, though, yes. I mean, the thing is, I keep saying, if we don't have pressure on that quarterback, it's gonna hurt us, and it has hurt us. I mean, the last 2 weeks, old man Rivers went down and threw it. They weren't running on us. You know, they weren't running on us. They were throwing on us. And the biggest reason is because, well, one, we're backing off way too much there, and they're wide open. This week, we didn't back off. We played, you know, up on them, played man on them, but we weren't getting to the quarterback. And that's, if you go to play man, you got to get to the quarterback. You got to. Or because quarterbacks can only cover a guy for what? 3 seconds? 2 seconds? I don't know what the average is, but it's not that long. So you got to, if you're going to do that, which I want them to do that, you got to get to the quarterback. And that's the key, especially when you're playing 3-4, right? Jeremy, you're the 3-4 guy.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. I mean, when you're blitzing, you know, you've got three normal rushers and you're blitzing two out of your four linebackers, you know, it's not going to take much time for those guys to get open. But when you play that 3-4 and you're blitzing like that, like the Ravens do, like Pittsburgh does, you know, they're getting there 75% of the time, and that's why they're undefeated. One's lost one game, I think. So it's pretty simple.
Yep. All right, Christopher's back. We shut down Lamar Jackson on the run. He was -3 in rushings in that first game. Yeah. Now, one thing I will kind of – I agree with you. We did. But Lamar was also, I think, hurt. He had a knee injury that week and he didn't practice a whole lot. So – but we did do it. Either way, that's what happened in the game. Those are the facts of what happened in the game. We did do it. So we – that's what I just keep saying. I can point out so many different things in so many different games where we've done good. We just haven't done enough. You got to make plays when it counts. And that's – I know Joe Burrow said it somewhere. That's what I was – actually, that was a point I was getting back to about 20 minutes ago. Joe Burrow basically said, we got to make plays. You know, you got to make plays when it counts. You know, I don't know – I got it written down on here somewhere, word for word, but I can't find it right now. But basically, Joe Burrow's been saying what we've been saying. When it counts – you got to make a play. You got to be there. You got to make the play. You got to get that quarterback. Like I said it, the first snap of that last drive the Browns had. I can't remember who it was, but somebody was right up the middle and was diving at Baker's feet, and Baker just flipped the ball out. If you can stay on your feet and you hit him and we sack him, that changes that whole drive. The whole drive. I mean, both catches Higgins made, they're great catches. Our DB was right there. You know, but again, Baker Mayfield had all kinds of time. If you can get to him, he can't make that great of a throw to make it so hard for a DB to get there. If you get a little bit of pressure on him and make him get it out a little faster, it's not as good a throw. And maybe our DB, who was in position, was there to try to make the play, can actually make the play. So it changes everything. Everything. If you get pressure on the quarterback, changes everything.
It's a game of inches, man. It's a game of inches. And my God, Bengal fans know that more than anything in the world. It's a game of inches. We're inches away from 5 wins this year, most likely, anyway.
It's so frustrating.
Yep.
All right, here, I'm going to get to the Facebook groups that we help run here. And I invite you guys to join all of them. They are Bengals Nation, Bearcats Country, Reds Country, and Cyclones Country. And follow me on all my social media platforms, all under the name Sports with Strawberry Ice. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I will be putting this on the podcast later on today. Tonight, I should say. I'm on the Bean Pod, Spotify, Apple, pretty much wherever you get your podcast, I'm there. So if you guys are listening to me or us on the podcast, give us a 5-star review. YouTubers, we're doing awesome. All you guys who are new to the show, I appreciate you. Do me a favor, go to the YouTube channel, Sports with Strawberry Ice. Subscribe, share, tell all your friends about me. I'm up to 685 subscribers, trying to get 700 as fast as we can. So, Mr. Jeremy Dean, would you please do the honor, sir, and get us out of here?
All right, guys. We got a big one. Must win Sunday. Must win, must win, must win. But I want to let y'all know, as always, there will be a poem as soon as we win.
I hope
this
poem.
Guy don't take my job, man. Is that Matthew taking
Yeah.
Matthew, send us a resume. Don't you have something?
We'll pay as much as we can pay for doing this.
right, exactly. Yeah. But nope, just want to remind all of y'all that you don't live in Cleveland, you live in Cincinnati, except Carlos Dunlap.
Nope. Carlos is in Seattle now. Hootay, y'all. See you tomorrow. And that's your sports, baby. See ya.